This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say hey to Aaron O'Brien, who's joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
So tell us about Little Red Wagon and what you're raising money for.
Absolutely. So Little Red Wagon is my team for the Camp Challenge, which is helping raise money for the Hole in the Wall Gang Camp, which is a camp dedicated to providing services to over 20,000 serious ill children and their family members. All completely free of charge. They have around 30 camps worldwide, and I'm raising money for the first one.
Is this the one that was started by Paul Newman?
It was. It was the camp started by Paul Newman in 1988, and I was a camper there in the early 90s. I was also a camper with my best friend. We were in the same first grade class, and we were diagnosed with the same disease a year and a half apart.
Wow.
And we were blessed enough to have the opportunity to go to camp. And after I grew up a little while, I became a junior counselor and a counselor, and now I'm a volunteer. And last year was the first time that me and my best friend were on camp in 30 years.
Wow.
Together. So, yeah, it was so special. So every year I run the 5K and raise money for camp so kids can help, kids can raise little hell.
Can you speak to why a camp like this is important for kids who are going through the illness? Like, why is this different and special than another camp? Why is it so important so that we can get you some money for the camp?
So I know with just my personal experience and with other kids, a lot of time in your life just takes place in the hospital. Mm. And you don't have a chance to be a normal kid. Mm. And this camp provides that support. And it's just regardless of what you're diagnosed with,
right.
You get to be seen as a regular person, not just your disease.
Mm. Right.
So your connection is just so deep. Instead of treating the outside, your body, this really treats and nourishes your soul, which is just as vital, if not more, than healing the body. So it's just a really great opportunity, an important opportunity for these kids to feel like normal kids again and do the things that they never
expected to do. We have horseback riding, the pool, arts and crafts, woodworking, theater, fishing and boating.
Archery.
Just all that fun stuff.
Yeah, always archery.
All that fun stuff.
Did you say the camp motto was raise a little hell?
It is.
I'm all in.
Raise a little hell.
All in.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so it looks like
also,
you got
a... Yeah, they have...
I was going to say, it looks like you have a long way to go. So your goal is $2,500 and you are at $460. So we're at the very beginning.
We're at the very beginning. It's not until May 17th.
Okay.
So we're just starting to get our fundraising and I'm just starting to build my team.
Well, let's just knock it out right now.
Yeah, I'd love some
help.
Let's
just do it.
Yes.
Let's just get it done.
So here's what you do. If you want to donate to Erin and her Little Red Wagon team, which is raising money for the Hole in the Wall Gang, the Paul Newman camps. That's an incredible story, by the way, of you and your friend. Is her name Ellen? Is that what I'm seeing?
Yes, her name is Ellen.
Yeah, the picture of the two of you at camp when you were little kids is just amazing.
Quite a full circle moment.
Yeah, so...
It definitely is. If
you want to make a donation, drop us a text here in the studio at 617-655-1234. We will send you back a direct link where you can go and donate. So again, only, like I said, I'm seeing $460 raised, trying to get to $2,500.
Let's get it, though.
Yeah, I feel like we could get that knocked out this morning with some very nice people.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. That'd be so great.
And Erin, you and everybody at the Hole in the Wall Gang camp and your friend Ellen as well.
Yeah, you two especially.
Yeah, are now officially members of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
That's amazing. You guys rock. Oh, wow.
All right, well, keep us posted on how it goes, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Raise a little hell.
Yes.
We will, definitely. You can count on it.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye, Erin.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
617-655-1234. Again, you can call or text that number if you want to link to make a donation to Erin, or you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe. You've got something going on in your life that you want to share. We want to have you on the show. We do this every single day. It actually airs twice a day at 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. So if you want to get the word out about your organization or your fundraising or just the fact that there's something going on in your personal life, or you want to say thank you to the server at the restaurant that took care of you last night, whatever it is, that's what the Good Vibe Tribe is all about, is spreading that love. So again, 617-655-1234 to reach us here in the studio.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Heather from Bridgewater.
Hi, Heather.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Heather's a third grade teacher getting ready for school. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the room?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Take care.
So you know how this works, Heather. We're going to ask you five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money, okay?
You got it.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She's unable to hear anything that is happening. Question number one. You can apparently pay Gene Simmons $12,500 for the honor of being a roadie for him for one day. You do get some perks, like hanging out with Gene and getting a signed rehearsal-used bass guitar. Which band is Gene Simmons famous for being in and founding?
I want to say Kiss.
You should say that.
Coldplay has never had any lineup changes. They've also never used any core touring musicians. It's been the same four guys playing and touring together since day one, almost 30 years ago. Which of these is not a Coldplay song? Viva La Vida, Fix You, or Somewhere Only We Know?
Somewhere Only We Know.
36 years ago today, 1989, this show debuted on Fox. Take a listen to the theme song and then name the show.
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys,
All right, name the show.
I think the show is called Cops.
Question number four. T-Pain says it was actually Snoop Dogg who made Auto-Tune cool, not him. T-Pain won the inaugural season of which reality competition show?
Oh, reality competition show. I have no idea.
All right, and question number five. Michelle Obama is starting a podcast with her brother. Which city is Michelle from where she met her future husband, Barack Obama?
I don't know that one either.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Where do you teach third grade?
I teach in Brockton, Mass. At the Brookfield Elementary. So if any of my little third graders are listening this morning, a huge shout out to Miss B's third graders.
That's right.
All right.
Better be learning them fractions.
If you go into class this morning and you tell them you were listening to Mix 104.1, you will get an A for the rest of the year.
You can put your head down and sleep.
Absolutely.
Yep. Heather got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done, my friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
You can pay Gene Simmons $12,500 for the honor of being a roadie for him for one day. You do get some perks like hanging out with Gene and getting a signed rehearsal used bass guitar.
Pass.
Which band is Gene Simmons famous for being in and founding?
Kiss.
He's a businessman.
He really is.
Yeah, he's also kind of a jerk, I hear.
Tied at one. Question number two. Coldplay has never had any lineup changes. They've also never used any core touring musicians. It's been the same four guys playing and touring together since day one almost 30 years ago. Which of these is not a Coldplay song? Viva La Vida, Fix You, or Somewhere Only We Know?
Somewhere Only We Know.
That is Keen, I believe. Fix You, that's a real, pump-up song. We should play that this morning.
It's a banger.
Tied at two. Question number three. 36 years ago today in 1989, this show debuted on Fox. Take a listen to the theme song and name the show.
When they come for you.
Name the show?
That's Cops.
Yeah. I was more a fan of the song A La 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 Long. A La 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 Long. Long, 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 long. Same band. Did you know that, Dan?
I did not know that.
Inner Circle. Yes. Tied at three. Question number four. T-Pain says it was actually Snoop Dogg who made Auto-Tune cool, not him. T-Pain won the inaugural season of which reality competition show?
Mass Singer.
Yes, that is right. 4-3. Question number five. Michelle Obama is starting a podcast with her brother. Which city is Michelle from where she met her future husband, Barack Obama?
City, you said?
Yes.
Chicago?
That is correct. There's some rumblings on the internet that they're not together.
Don't be ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just reckless speculation. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Heather, unfortunately, don't get the cash. However, you're not walking away without a wonderful prize. You got yourself four tickets to the Addams Family, a musical comedy coming to the Box Center Wang Theater March 21st to the 23rd. To buy tickets, go to visit boxcenter.org. Boxcenter.org, excuse me. So you enjoy those tickets, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Heather from Bridgewater, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I think there's been a time or a day where you've sent something in a group chat and instantly regretted it.
Or you sent, maybe this is what happens. You're in a group chat, but you have subgroup chats from said group chat.
Okay.
With like one person excluded.
Maybe. And you then send the wrong thing to the wrong group chat because you didn't pay attention. Not that that happens in my family group chat ever.
617-655-1234. You can call or text that number. What happened the last time this happened with you where you sent something in the group chat that you meant to send in the side chat? Or you just sent it in the group chat not knowing that that person...
Was it said group chat? Yeah.
Because that's what happened with me over the weekend.
Did that person happen to be captain of the Boston Bruins?
Brad Marchand. This was Dan and Kennedy's reaction when I shared that story yesterday.
Oh, when you saw he responded, did your stomach just drop?
I was just like, no. Because once I got told that his number was in that text chain, I went in. So when it popped up, a day later on my text, I'm like, oh my God, Brad just texted me.
Oh, I have secondhand cringe. That's so good.
Yeah, it's so great.
It's literally the most Carson thing that ever could happen.
Yeah, so if you missed it yesterday, the story is we went on a camping trip, and a friend of mine is friends with him and his family, and he was there, and I left my camping chairs and my table behind, and Brad was nice enough to grab them because he lives in Charlestown, and you know we were going to connect. And then the season started, and we never got them
life
back.
Life gets in the way.
Right. And so when we found out he got traded, I text Barrett, and Barrett's like, when are we getting our chairs back? So I thought it was kind of funny what Barrett said. And I just
it was funny.
I just copied the text, and I threw it in the group chat. And then immediately I get the phone call. I get people laughing, making fun of me. I even found out yesterday after the show, Dean, who I had said was the one who let me know, he said, I realized it a couple of weeks ago that you didn't know Brad was in the group chat because you made a comment about him playing in the Four Nations Cup for Canada. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was just talking about, what is he doing playing for Canada? He plays for the Bruins. He should be playing for Team
US. But you had texted with Brad.
But I didn't save his number.
Well, that's on you.
Well, I never thought I would talk to him other than just getting, you know what I mean?
No, Carson, we work in radio. You've got a famous person's phone number. You save it.
Who are you? I'm trying to do the right thing. And you, if I'd have saved his number and bothered him, you'd have been like, oh,
I didn't suggest bothering him. Just you never know when you might need it.
I wasn't going to bother the guy. I just wanted my chairs back.
Well, now they're going to South Florida on a Stanley Cup run.
Kristen, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. What was it you that sent this on the group chat?
No, it wasn't. But it blew up into such a big thing. It's become now like family lore. My dad is one of eight, very Irish family from Boston. And I have a million cousins. And somebody had the great idea one day to start a family cousin group chat, which the majority of us were into. But because there are so many cousins, everybody's a different age. So we had people in their 40s. I'm sort of in the middle in my 30s, but the youngest at the time was in high school. So one of the 20-year-olds, I think recently fresh 21, he was convinced that we were a group of scammers. I don't know what we were trying to scam him of. He has nothing to his name. But he sent a very inappropriate video of a woman on a boat with a fish, and I won't say anything more than that, but it was disgusting and horrifying, and luckily I didn't watch the video. I just got to see the aftermath in the group chat.
All the reactions?
Like, yeah, and luckily, like, his brother wasn't in the chat, who was at the time in high school, but I was like, oh my God. And of course, I am my mom and his mom are both outlaws of the family, so it's my dad and his dad are related. And so I screenshotted the whole thing to my mom, and I was like, can you believe this? And I think she called his mom
and ratted him out.
Yeah, and was like, what are you doing? These are your cousins.
Why are you sending fish porn to my family?
Look at what David's doing in the group chat.
Why?
Does he not have any of your numbers saved? Why does he think his entire family
Why
is
does he have fish porn? Why? Why is that a thing?
All of these questions are completely valid. And, I mean, it makes sense why none of the 40-year-olds had, like, a 20-year-old's number. But, like, one of the older 20-year-olds had his number and was like, dude, what are you doing?
There's so many looks on Kennedy's faces happening all at once.
I can't get past
Fish porn.
I'm not going to say that out loud. You guys keep saying I can't get past that part of the story because I want to do a Google search, but I'm not doing it.
Not on the work.
Not in the office, Kennedy.
Oh, I don't care.
617-655-1234.
You'll never. You can't scrub your brain.
I need to. Yeah. So we're just gonna leave that alone.
What did you send in the group chat that you instantly regretted it? Maybe it was fish porn. I don't know.
Did you feel better after that story? She didn't send that to Brad Marchand.
Yeah. 617-655-1234. We'll do that next on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We've all been there. You send a text to a group, not realizing that the person you're talking about is in the group chat. And then you have to try and backtrack. Beep, beep, beep. No, what I meant was this. No, I really wasn't talking about you. Really, I wasn't.
Oh, the way your stomach drops is just painful.
Ugh, it's the worst thing. 617-655-1234 if you've done that. Again, 617-655-1234. I just wanted my camping chairs back that Brad Marchand had. And I sent a text in a chat group making fun of me not getting them back, not knowing that Brad Marchand was in the group chat.
And had been traded 47 seconds before
that. Had just been traded to the Florida Panthers, the captain. Like, one of the greatest Bruins of all time.
You don't want your chairs back. You wanted to make the joke.
I did want to make the joke. No, absolutely I wanted to make the joke. But I didn't know he was in it. That I didn't know. I wasn't trying to make the joke to him. I was making the joke among what I think it was
funny all around.
I bet Brad disagrees.
From this
some guy he met once bitching about his chairs after his whole life just got uprooted.
I just wish more than anything I could have seen his face.
a text from the 603. Can we go back to Carson knows him? No, I don't know Brad. I know he lives in the neighborhood. I've met him briefly for, one camping trip weekend, but no, I don't know him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody else said a couple of years ago, I said I got a phone number of somebody famous, but I couldn't say who it was. Was it Brad Marchand? No, it was not. It was Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And he never responded either.
Either?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, why would he respond? I digress. Yeah. We're getting off topic.
Yeah,
but
sorry.
Brad did respond. He said he would bring back the chairs. It just didn't happen. In his defense.
Well, hockey players are nice guys. They'll answer you.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, we have Kennedy. We have Megan from Whitman.
All right.
What happened with you? What did you put, or what got put in the group chat?
I texted in the group chat of commuter train women that one of the women in the chat never stops talking about herself.
Oh!
So you have a commuter text chat of people that are all riding the train at the same time?
Yes.
And you're just communicating, so you're like, oh, if there's a problem with the commuter rail or it's late or whatever...
Yes.
No, that's not what they do. So what happened after that?
One of the other people on the chat sent me a text and said, hey, do you realize that was a group chat? And I said, Oh, I didn't.
And then you had to sit with her on the commuter rail for an hour?
No, while she talked about herself some more?
She had already gotten off the train. It was in the morning. So what happened was, once I got to the station, sent the text, and then my friend said, hey, you did that. And she never sat with us again.
Oh.
The amount of times that I have had to tell my mom, this is the family group chat.
It happens a lot.
To be fair, I don't want to sit with someone who does nothing but talk about themselves all the time either. It's a necessary evil.
Well, it solved the problem.
Thanks. Thanks, Megan. We appreciate that. Have a good day.
You too, thanks.
All right, Kennedy, we got a text from the 603. During COVID, we were in a work group, and we accidentally texted our boss about her, and she actually texted us that she was looking for a new job.
Welp.
Problem solved. It feels
that just goes to show me that she knew she was a bad manager. Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if this was somebody that texted or not. They want to remain anonymous. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Which was your story? What happened in the group chat?
I once was in a meeting with my boss. I am a teacher. And I was super annoyed and sent out a text to my colleagues complaining, except my boss, my principal, was on the group chat. And yes. I was sitting in her office with her.
What do you do in that moment when the principal looks down, sees the text, and then looks up and looks straight into your soul?
I almost died. Like, that moment of like, oh my God, can I undo it? Can I undo it? Is there a way to undo it?
Yeah, why isn't there an undo?
So then
I don't mean to get off on a tangent here.
It's because of Samsung. On iPhones, you can.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
Absolutely you can. iPhone has a feature now that you can undo and edit.
Maybe now.
I had a Samsung at the time.
Yeah. Why was that not the first thing they brought up? Because we're all idiots.
I don't know if you can undo from a group chat, but you can definitely undo now on an iPhone in a text.
Well, and I had a Samsung, so it was what was done was done. And then I had to backpedal and make it sound like I was the person. I had to make it sound like I was annoyed with a different person in the group chat.
The other Shelley.
Oh, but she knew. She knew.
She let me get away with it then. It was the most uncomfortable. Like my colleagues still talk about it to this day.
Are you still at that school? Is that person still your principal?
I am, which is why I wanted to not say who I was.
Oh, but they're listening right now and they know.
This was just last school year. This was not a long time ago.
Oh, they know.
They know what you said in that group chat.
Your principal knows. She's listening right now.
Probably. Maybe I won't be working there much longer.
Oh, I'm sure you're fine.
We love you.
I'm sure you're
fine. Who hasn't been there?
We, you know. Well, thanks for calling
in. Right.
Have a good day.
We're not going to say the name of the school. We
don't bring an apple for the principal.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, Hope is from all of Rhode Island this morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Also, your son Fletcher.
Good.
Is there?
Fletcher just got dumped off at school.
Okay. How old is Fletcher?
Fletcher is 15.
15. Oh. Teenage boy at the house. It's a lot, right?
It's a struggle.
It is a lot.
It's a struggle.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Get out of here, Kennedy. Send in my best fake Boston accent.
That was actually pretty good.
That was fun.
Good luck.
That was pretty good. I like
that. Thank you.
Come on, be feet.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy with 5,981 wins, Dan.
The march to 6,000.
436 losses. She's in that studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
5 years ago today, the WHO declared COVID-19 a global pandemic on March 11, 2020. What does WHO stand for?
World Health Organization.
The Patriots wasted no time in the first day of NFL free agency yesterday, signing 9 players to contracts. Who is the new coach of the New England Patriots?
I should know that, but I don't.
Question.
You guys get the Patriots down in Rhode Island, right?
Well, I'm originally from Baltimore. I'm a Ravens fan.
Oh, okay.
Question number three. Benji and Joel Madden turned 46 today. They are pop punk twins, famous for forming this band. Take a listen to the song and then name the band. And I don't ever wanna be you. Don't wanna be just like you. Or what I'm saying is this is the anthem. Throw all your hands up, you. Don't wanna be you. Name the band.
I don't know that. It sounds a little Green Day-ish to me, but I'm not sure.
Question number four. Martin Scorsese says, or he told Seth Rogen, he uses the F word too much. This is, of course, the same Martin Scorsese who directed The Wolf of Wall Street, Goodfellas, and Casino. Which two big-time actors appear in both Goodfellas and Casino?
Let's go with Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
Question number five. The Big Bang Theory is getting a rewatch podcast. Which band sings the opening theme to The Big Bang Theory?
That one I do know, Bare Naked Ladies.
Hey. Oh,
let's go. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hope from Rhode Island, who has the best Boston accent.
Even though she's from Baltimore.
Even though I'm from Baltimore.
Yeah, that's amazing. How long have you been here?
23 years now.
Wow, that's a I can't do it. Hope got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done,
Boo.
My friend.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
5 years ago today, the WHO declared COVID-19 a global pandemic on March 11, 2020. What does WHO stand for?
World Health Organization.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. The Patriots wasted no time in the first day of NFL free agency yesterday, signing 9 players to contract.
They splashed some cash around yesterday.
Ooh. Who is the new coach of the Patriots?
Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel.
We need Mike Vrabel!
Very good.
2-1. Question number 3. Benji and Joel Madden turned 46 today. They are pop punk twins, famous for forming this band. Take a listen and then name the band.
Good Charlie.
I don't ever wanna be you. This is the anthem. Throw all your hands up, you. Don't wanna be you.
Bring me back TRL and Carson Daly.
Good Charlotte.
I'm sorry. Go what ahead. Was? Are you sure?
For the sixth time.
Lock it in. Phone friend. 3-1. Question number 4. Martin Scorsese told Seth Rogen that he uses the F word too much.
It's hilarious.
This is, of course, the same Martin Scorsese who directed The Wolf of Wall Street, Goodfellas, and Casino. Which two big-time actors appear in both Goodfellas and Casino?
Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci.
We introduced Barrett to my cousin Vinny last night with Joe Pesci.
Classic.
The Utes. Two Utes.
Oh, my God. He laughed so much. 4-1. Question number 5. The Big Bang Theory is getting a rewatch podcast. Which band sings the opening theme to The Big Bang Theory?
Bare Naked Ladies.
It is BNL. 5-2 is the final score, Kennedy. Congratulations, my friend. You have
Congratulations.
Done it. Yes, you have done it.
Well, hope it was lovely to meet you. I hope you had a good time while you were here.
Thank you. I did.
You don't get the cash, but you are picking up a pair of tickets to go see Dermot Kennedy in concert. It is the Missignac Festival. It is happening March 19th at the TD Garden. He's got a bunch of artists lined up for like a big St. Patrick's Day Irish celebration. Mm-hmm. It should be a lot of fun.
Oh, that'll play well here.
Great. Thank you.
You think?
Yeah, that might go off well in Boston.
You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free. Enjoy those. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go, Hope?
I am Hope from all of Rhode Island, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
So the Boston Bruins take on the Florida Panthers tonight, and this is kind of an interesting game because obviously we had the breaking news last week that Brad Marchand, our captain for so many years, has been traded to the Florida Panthers, just something I don't think anybody ever imagined. And you could see in the press conference yesterday that it was pretty emotional for him.
It's hard.
He talked about...
You lived here, your kids were born here, like all that kind of stuff.
Our kids are in school, like all of that. It was definitely an emotional day for him yesterday and for a lot of fans. So the game is going to be broadcast tonight, and they're doing something different and special on NESN Plus and NESN 360. It's called the Best Snow Day Ever. And the idea is to get kids more involved with hockey. So there's going to be STEM lessons. It's going to be animated.
Yeah, it looks really cool.
We got to see a preview of some of the stuff. And so we got to talk with Andrew Ferentz last week, who was on the team. He's now, you know, he's working in the NHL for quite a few years, and he's going to be, the color commentator for the game. But the first thing I want to talk to him about was back in 2011. I can remember we had just had Barrett, and Lana and I, after they won the Stanley Cup, we're like, we got to go down to the Garden to see what's going on. And we were down there. We walked across the bridge from Charlestown to the North End. It was utter chaos. I'm not even kidding. People riding on the tops of cars.
Oh, I remember.
It had been a long time since the Bruins had won the Stanley.
For sure.
And so I just wanted to talk with Andrew. What did you remember about winning the Stanley Cup in 2011?
I texted.
Oh, that's not it. Let's try this one.
The North End was so electric. So many of us lived down there, right? So I think probably right after we won, you know, you fly home and you get the cup back to the Garden, and then it's kind of like nothing's planned, right? Because nobody's kind of gotten ahead of themselves and planned anything. So all of a sudden, we're just kind of at the parking lot with the cup. And we're like, what would we do with it now? We're not sure what to do. And so we took it back to Chara's house in the North End and, you know, had a little get-together and kind of coalesced and, you know, dropped stuff off at our own houses. And then went back to Z's, and we all decided we wanted to go down to Tia's on the waterfront there by the...
Of course.
I remember the pictures.
Yeah, I seem to remember. There might have been a few shirtless Bruins.
The things that cup has seen.
We were all so tired, though, and like I had like a separated shoulder, and Z was tired, and this and that. So like the cup is heavy and so awkward. So I actually brought my daughter's little scooter, like her stroller, over, and that's how we got the cup around. So there's a couple of pictures.
I remember that
around.
Picture too. Oh my gosh!
Yeah. It was such a practical decision, just because we were all tired and sore, and we're like, all right, let's get this thing to where it needs to go.
So, it made absolute perfect sense.
It was really fun, just cruising around.
We have Andrew Ferentz joining us, a 2011 Stanley Cup champion and also now a color analyst. This is a really cool event you're going to be doing. Tell us about this Best Snow Day Ever broadcast you guys are doing.
This is literally one of the coolest things. I'm almost a color commentator. I haven't quite broken that seal yet, but the Bruins reached out and asked if I wanted to be involved in the really cool project that they're doing. I work for the NHL now. I've been there for 7 years, and actually some of these programs are in the department that I work in. So what we do with this is we're trying to attract kids to the game and then obviously get kids into hockey. And we go a number of different ways, right? Like learn to play or street hockey. And we have another program called Future Goals, which actually goes into schools and teaches STEM through hockey in different ways. And the Bruins have kind of come up with another kind of neat way of showing kids the game is we run these animated games. And so all the players in an NHL game have trackers on them. The puck's got a tracker in it. That's, you know, how you can tell how fast they're skating and how hard the puck's been shot and whatnot. But all that data, I don't know, there's way smarter people than me. Somewhere turn all that data into... obviously, you know, the ability to, you know, turn the game into an animated game. So it's literally like a cartoon game, and these characters that are drawn up by our creative team can, you know, play the hockey game the same way Brad Marchand or Pastor skating down the ice. In real time, you're seeing the cartoon character do it. So the Bruins and the NHL have developed this entire snowscape of Boston, and it's down in the Frog Pond, and there's different landscapes of Boston, you know, in animated version, and we're going to be broadcasting the game and calling it as is, but in cartoon format. And you know, within that, we're going to be putting in little fun science facts. And I guess they probably asked me to do color because I'm not as serious as most color people. So we're going to have a little fun with it. And I can't wait.
So they sent us a YouTube video of your sort of behind the scenes rehearsal for this event.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm mean, define ready. I told my kids I was doing this. My daughter's 19 now, so and she's like, "How are you qualified?"
So, no respect for pops.
You know, I was like, "All right, well, I always encourage them to say yes to things. I'm like, just say yes. You know, you can do it. Just, you know, fake it till you make it, kind of thing." And yeah, so I've had a couple moments of like, I really have no idea what I'm doing, but I do have a notepad. I wrote down some facts and some one-liners that I want to get in there. And
did you have any say-so on your animated self and its appearance?
I asked, and I don't know if they're actually going to come through with it, but I asked for a specific outfit. So you know those people that give tours in Boston, like with the old pilgrim outfits or whatever?
Yes.
Like the Revolutionary War outfit.
Little three-corner like, hat? Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I am here for I cannot wait for this.
Oh, that would be great.
I'm not much of a sports watcher, but I love cartoons. Let's go.
I thought it would be hilarious. I used to live in the North End, and I'd see those tours come by. I'm like, yeah, that's pretty cool. So we'll see.
That is Andrew Ferentz, 2011 Boston Bruins Stanley Cup champion. It's called Best Snow Day Ever. You can find it tonight on NESN Plus and the NESN 360 app. It's an alternative broadcast to the main Bruins Panthers broadcast on NESN. And then obviously this game just became much more interesting to watch because you will see Brad Marchand sitting, I don't know, maybe on the opposite bench for the game or at least there.
Yeah, he'll probably be in the box. I don't think he's playing, but
right.
He'll be there for sure.
Do you think he'll be in uniform in a Panthers uniform?
Isn't he injured? So no.
Yeah, no, he'll probably be up there in a suit.
He's not playing.
Right. Yeah, I definitely know he's not playing, but it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. He just seems like a really nice guy, Andrew Ferentz.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So I remember the Bruins bar tab from when they won the Stanley Cup in 2011.
That was a good one. That was
it
a good
circulated
one.
The internet. It was like $157,000.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It did indeed.
So again, if you want to watch the animated broadcast Best Snow Day Ever, it can be found on NESN Plus and the NESN 360 app as an alternative to the main Bruins Panthers broadcast on NESN tonight.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of fine mass money.
.gov.
Thank you, .gov. Carson, I have a royal update for you.
Oh, okay.
Kate Middleton attended an event on the royal family's annual calendar for the first time in 2 years after scaling back her schedule in 2024 while undergoing treatment for cancer. She stepped out at Westminster Abbey in London to attend the Commonwealth Day service of celebration for the first time since 2023. She joined Prince William, King Charles, Queen Camilla, and a whole bunch of others for the commemoration, which is observed by people all over the Commonwealth in Africa, Asia, the Caribbean, the Americas, and Pacific and Europe. So it's just, she looks great. She looks
She looks fantastic.
And happy. And I just am so, so pleased and grateful and thankful and just that she's able to get back to her life.
It's a stylish hat and pearls.
Well,
that
she
she's
would
wearing.
Never not.
Yes,
but,
she's a very stylish woman.
I have a feeling like when she had treatments and stuff, she dressed like that to go to treatments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
It took her longer to get changed than anybody else, but she did it anyway.
She does.
And I don't hate it.
She doesn't look human. She looks like if somebody made an AI of what a beautiful royal person would look like when they're going out.
Yeah. So I love it.
Yeah.
Carson, I know you are a sneakerhead. You and Barrett like to check out the sneakers as they come out and all of these things. Yes?
Yeah, there's the bricks are coming out.
Yeah, I don't care. So Ben Affleck and his son Samuel.
Oh, I saw this video. They were at SneakerCon or whatever. Got soul. Go ahead.
So anyway, Ben and his son Samuel are at this sneaker con, as Carson says, got sold. And his son expressed some interest in a pair of shoes. They're the Dion Air Jordan ones that go for about $6,000, Carson.
Yep.
And he's like, I really like these shoes. To which Ben said, man, you do not need, at the time, they were $1,000 shoes. He's like, we have the money. And Ben's like, I have the money. You're broke.
That's an important distinction to make for a child. I didn't see you in Good Will Hunting, bro.
Ben said, you like those because they're expensive. And the kid goes, no, they're tough. I've always said they look good. And then Ben said, that's a lot of lawns you got to mow there.
Yeah.
And then at the end, he said, that's what happens when you tell up, they have to mow the lawn. All of a sudden, they don't want the shoes anymore.
It's so good.
This is so relatable.
Barry and I had the same conversation. Got Soul travels around the country.
Yeah.
And they just, I think it was year before last, they celebrated their 10th anniversary of their Boston show. And so Barry and I went, and he saved up his money so that he could buy. He had, you know, in his head what kind of shoes he was going to buy while he was there. I had a pair of shoes that I wanted to buy. But every pair of shoes you walk by, you're like, can't afford those, can't afford those, can't afford those.
Love that Ben Affleck is all of you.
Right.
Go mow a lawn.
Go mow a lawn. You want to buy your
Well, it's got to be so important if you grow up middle class and then you work hard and end up wealthy. But now, how do you not make your children little entitled jerks? Mm-hmm. It's very important.
100%. I don't think the Affleck kids will ever be entitled jerks. And super quick, like, we are coming up with St. Patrick's Day right around the corner. Dropkick Murphys will be coming to town. They were recently at a show in Clearwater, Florida over the weekend. And Ken Casey did something. This is not a political story before I begin. Nope. Literally not a political story.
Oh, boy, here we go.
So Ken noticed a guy in the front row wearing a MAGA shirt. And he proudly told the guy that all Dropkick Murphys merchandise is made in the USA, and he bet that the shirt the guy was wearing wasn't.
Oh, interesting.
He offered the guy $100 if it was. But if the fan lost, they had to trade shirts. So they checked. The guy's shirt was not made in the USA. So he took it off and threw it to Casey, who tossed him a made in the USA Dropkick Murphys shirt and said, "We're taking crime off the street." It was all in fun, though. Casey later said in an interview that that guy is a longtime fan. He comes to tons of shows. They just don't agree politically. And the guy even told the band of the show, "Dropkick's your family. I don't let politics come between family." And just as a reminder, Dropkick Murphys will be at Mohegan Sun on the 13th. They have a 3-night run at the MGM Music Hall in Fenway, the 14th, 15th, 16th. And then on the 17th, they'll be at the Citizens House of Blues, Boston.
Just remember, if you're buying anything on Amazon, it is not made here.
Yeah.
Everything is made over there.
And if you're going to those Dropkick shows on St. Patrick's Day weekend, prepare yourself. Because those are...
Have you been to one?
I have not, but I have told tale.
I've been to a little bit of one, but there's always a section that Ken has for sober folks because he's sober.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a section where, I mean, you can get equally rowdy, but you don't have to worry about the drunk people getting in your face.
And you can watch other zoo animals below you go
Correct,
bananas.
Correct, Dan. Correct. That's what I got, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sam from Wilmington.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well.
Sam is a child care director on her way to work. Sam, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio like you tell a little kid to sit down and shut up?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Kennedy's kind of our child care director here.
Sam, Kennedy's left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready? You understand how this works?
Yep.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number 1. Cher and Amanda Seyfried had a mini Mamma Mia movie reunion and posted it on social media. Which group sings the song Mamma Mia?
ABBA.
Amazon is now streaming all 7 seasons of the business competition show The Apprentice. Who hosted The Apprentice?
Donald Trump.
Johnny Knoxville turns 54 today. Which MTV series turned successful movie franchise did he help create?
Jackass.
Cyndi Lauper just announced the final leg of her farewell tour, and she's coming to Massachusetts. She's playing the Xfinity Center on July 17th. Which city is the Xfinity Center in?
Mansfield.
The word poltergeist comes from the German word polterngeist, which translates in to noisy ghost. What are the 3 colors of the German flag?
Black, yellow, and red.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Sam is not here to mess around. You didn't even breathe.
I love that poltergeist means noisy ghost in German.
You were focused, weren't you, Sam?
It doesn't help that I'm stuck in traffic. I'm like focusing on both at once.
That sucks. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Did you give her 5, Dan?
It's up to you. I don't want to be a super stickler. What do you want to do?
Since when?
I mean, you guys would know better. You would both know better than me.
I don't know what you're missing.
Since you live there.
What? Look it up and see what exactly it says on the internet.
It is what I wrote.
Okay, then I'm not going to give it to her. Kennedy, I have Sam getting 4 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Yes, very well done. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Cher and Amanda Seyfried had a mini Mamma Mia movie reunion and posted it on social media. Which group sings the song Mamma Mia?
ABBA.
Say that question 3 times fast. Tied at 1, question number 2. Amazon is now streaming all 7 seasons of the business competition show The Apprentice. Who hosted The Apprentice?
Donald Trump.
You're fired. Tied at 2. Question number 3. Johnny Knoxville turns 54 today. Which MTV series turned successful movie franchise did he help create?
Jackass.
Who's the other guy that used to play the pranks on his dad all the time on that?
Bam Margera.
He's still around doing that.
No, he's not. He's been in and out of rehab for the last
year. I know, but
he's
had
a rough go of it.
He's got some other... I just saw him, some thing on YouTube, and he's going back trying to prank his parents again. I was like...
He's a mess.
Tied at 3, question number 4. Cyndi Lauper just announced the final leg of her farewell tour, and she's coming to Massachusetts. She's playing the Xfinity Center on July 17th. Which city is the Xfinity Center in?
Mansfield.
We saw Rod Stewart and Cyndi Lauper. I took Mimi to that show. That was
I
the
love
best.
Her so much.
Cyndi was so good. Rod was great too. Tied at 4. Going to the final question, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
The word poltergeist comes from the German words poltern and geist, which translates to noisy ghost.
Mm-hmm.
What are the 3 colors on the German flag?
It is black, gold, and white.
Black, red, and gold.
Red.
Black, red, and gold. We end up in a 4-4 tie.
Fun with flags. It's not my forte.
Sheldon Cooper, you are not.
Well, Sam, you did a really good job, unfortunately, with the tie. Kennedy gets the win, but we do thank you for playing this morning. And we're sorry you're stuck in traffic, but not really.
It's okay.
Kind of helps us out, I'm not going to lie. She's like, whatever, Carson, just let me go, please. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Sam from Wilmington, and I can tie Kennedy.
Be careful out there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome in Sherry from Stoughton.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Sherry's working from home today. She's a software support technician. Sherry, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please take your beautiful self out of the studio?
Sure thing, and good luck to your beautiful self.
Thank you, you too.
Sherry from Stoughton does software support. That is a lot of S's.
Yes.
Sherry, you know how this works. There are 5 pop culture trivia questions. We're going to ask you the 5 questions, get your answers. Kennedy, who's walked into that soundproof studio, will bring her back, ask her the same questions. If you get more right, you win $1,000, okay?
Okay.
Unfortunately, just a reminder, Sal's rule's not mine. If you tie, that's a loss, and I can't give you the money. Question number 1. Can you give me the name of Katy Perry's 2010 album that included Firework, Teenage Dream, and Last Friday Night? I have a hint if you'd like it, too.
Yes, please.
The album is named after one of those songs.
Oh, I'm going to say Firework.
Question number 2. Lady Gaga hosted SNL this weekend and made jokes about Joker 2 and the fact that the last time she performed on the show in 2013, she teamed up with R. Kelly. Why was R. Kelly sentenced to 30 years in prison?
Oh, like the child, he would keep people hostage.
Question number 3. Rascal Flatts just announced they're releasing an album called Life is a Highway, Refueled Duets. And it's basically a greatest hits album with an impressive list of guest stars attached. Who sang the original Life is a Highway?
Oh, I want to ride it all night long. I don't know his name. I'm sorry. Oh, don't cut that.
Out of context, it's pretty funny.
I know. Sorry.
Question number 4. What is the name of the bar in How I Met Your Mother where the main character hangs out?
Oh, that's tough.
Oh, that is tough. It's...
I've never seen the show, so I just figure it's like a comedy.
It's that... Irish. So I'm
yes,
going to go
it is.
With like O'Donohue or
okay.
something.
And question number five. This one is hard. Can you name the demon clown in American Horror Story Freak Show?
Oh, my. No.
All right.
God, this is so hard.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
It's so hard. I hope you're clipping all of this, Dan.
Leave Sherry alone. She's been through enough.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Sherry from Stoughton, who is a delight, got 2 out of 5 right.
All right. Well
oh,
done.
I actually got 2?
Hey.
Yep, yep.
No, she got 1.
No, aww. She got... Oh, that's right. She only got 1. So... These are tough, Kennedy. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Can you give me the name of Katy Perry's 2010 album that include Firework, Teenage Dream, and Last Friday Night? I can give you a hint if you'd like.
Okay.
It is titled after one of those songs.
What's the question again?
Name Katy Perry's 2010 album that included Firework, Teenage Dream, and Last Friday Night. What's the name of that
Teenage
album?
Dream.
That is correct. I think if I recall correctly, too, the CD came scented. Do you remember that?
No.
I don't know why that's in my brain.
I didn't have the Katy Perry CD, so I don't know if it was or wasn't.
Well, you're an uncultured man. 1-0, question
Leave
number 2.
Alone.
Thank you, Sherry. He's bullying everybody.
Lady Gaga hosted SNL this weekend and made jokes about Joker 2 and the fact that the last time she performed on the show in 2013, that she teamed up with R. Kelly. Why was R. Kelly sentenced to 30 years in prison?
I mean, where do I start? Because of untoward acts with minors?
Yeah, sexual exploitation of children, kidnapping. 2-1, question number 3. Rascal Flatts just announced they're releasing an album called Life is a Highway, Refuel Duets, and it's basically a greatest hits album with an impressive list of guest stars attached. Who sang the original Life is a Highway?
I can see it, but I'm not going to get it.
No?
I feel like it's a Dan, but no.
Tom Cochran.
Tom Cochran.
Question number 4. Kennedy, can you name the bar in How I Met Your Mother where the main characters hung out?
No.
McLaren's Pub. And finally, what is the name of the demon clown in American Horror Story Freak Show?
What's with you in American Horror Story questions lately? Oh, gosh, I remember.
I don't know. I just get on a thought train and I just stick with it.
He's wearing. Doesn't have a jaw. He wears the mask. What's his name? No, I'm not going to get it.
Twisty. Twisty the clown. 2-2 is the, or 2-1 is the final score. Woo. Those were hard.
Nice job, Kennedy.
Nice.
You too, my dear. You only got 1 more than I did. I mean, it's not like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, with the 2-1 win for Kennedy, Sherry, unfortunately, you don't win the $1,000, but we really do appreciate you listening.
You're
playing
a joy. Come back anytime.
Anytime.
Thank you.
If you want to come back and ride it, we would love to have you. You'll have to go back and listen to this one, Kennedy.
I miss every joke. It's fine. I just keep my mouth shut. Let you go.
We're going to be playing clips from Sherry for a long time to come on.
Okay.
All right, Sherry, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Sherry from Stoughton, and I can't beat the fabulous Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.